Well, isn't that a nice little track? The track is called Niagara Falling. The band is called Northern Souvenirs. Lisa McGregor and Alex Vary, they're on the line right now. Lisa and Alex, hello.
Hi.
You're not from round these parts, but you're just about to be, aren't you?
We are, yeah. So we're about to start working at the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre in Cambridge. So, yeah, we're about to start as the assistant managers there, and we're very excited.
Yeah, very excited. Cambridge is so beautiful. We feel very lucky to have wrangled such a great job, really.
I was going
to
say, you're from up north, aren't you? From around the sort of Lancashire, is that right?
Yeah. So we met in Lancaster. We went to uni together in Lancaster. I'm from Yorkshire.
I'm from Birmingham.
So we met in the north and ended up in the south, and we've played a bit everywhere in between, really.
Fantastic. We'll talk more about your music in a second, but you mentioned there the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre. That's this huge McMullen redevelopment happening on Market Passage, which we were all excited about. It was all kind of ready to go, and then along came lockdown. So what's the kind of plan there at the moment?
So at the moment, they've got a reduced team of fantastic builders and decorators making it look gorgeous, and hopefully, fingers and toes crossed, it will all be finished and ready to open later this summer.
Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed on that, as you say. Let's just hope we can get there. Looking forward to this. I was looking forward to it originally. Looking forward to it even more now. All right, so tell us about it. How did you all get to? How did you all get together? What's the story? Well, you said how you met, but when did the music bit start?
So we met in Lancaster, and while we were at uni, I was running an open mic night at one of the bars in the town, and a lot of our friends used to come and play at the open mic and watch, and
yeah,
we started playing a bit together, just doing a few covers, and we realised that we loved country music, and we wanted to kind of start writing our own.
Yeah, so that was in 2011. At first, as I say, it started with covers, didn't it? And then we both kind of started writing bits and pieces of different songs. And I don't remember the first time we actually got together. It just kind of happened,
didn't it?
Yeah. And we just, the first song we wrote was My Page, which we released a couple of months ago. And then we had a sort of period where we just couldn't stop writing, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And because we're both actors as well, the reason we love country music is the storytelling. So we love telling stories through music, and that felt like the perfect genre to do that.
Yeah,
indeed. And it's interesting because, you know, you quote on your PR, you say, you know, your influences are the likes of Glen Campbell, Ashley Campbell, Darius Rucker. But actually, to me, when I first heard that track, I just instantly thought The Beautiful South. I just thought, these are the lyrics of Paul Heaton. And it's a very Paul and Jackie type sound. Would that be a fair comment?
Thank you. That's a really lovely compliment. I grew up listening to The Beautiful South. I think their music's wonderful. It's a really lovely compliment. Thank you.
Good. Well, I'm glad to know you.
You made my day, yeah.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because you're right. It always strikes me that so much of country music that comes from America, there's somehow built into it the place names and the things that go on. That we struggle to do that in this country. But somehow, Paul Heaton and a few others have managed to make it that use of the word Manchester and the M6 and the Angel of the North all somehow works.
Absolutely, yeah. And we love that about it as well. We love telling stories. We love writing about places that mean something to us, memories. And we've tried to do that in our songs as well. I mean, Niagara Falling is about visiting the incredible Niagara Falls, but we've also written songs about living in Hartford at the moment.
Yeah.
So we love to write about the places we've been to and the memories that we've had together.
Yeah.
How do you find getting the music out there? And obviously tricky at the moment because it's difficult to perform live. But how important are things like social media to you? Have you tried to build a following there?
Yeah, absolutely. So in some ways, I mean, we try and look on the positive side of everything. And this lockdown has obviously been a huge emotional roller coaster, but it's been a gift for us in terms of having more time that we wouldn't have had in our normal lives. So it was kind of in the first week of lockdown. We had all our tracks recorded. Our producer had sent everything to us. North has been brilliant, our producer. And we said, right, we're going to use this time and we're going to get our first single out there and then we'll see how that goes. And now we're doing our second single. So we've enjoyed building our social media pages and recording lots of things in isolation at home and just kind of meeting lots of new musicians that we hadn't met before, lots of musicians are doing so many live streams. So we've enjoyed kind of tuning in to all of those and having a dance in our living room
New bands. Absolutely. And it's you know, we've really enjoyed being part of those live streams. It's actually given us a platform to play within the country music scene in the UK. I think it's with everything in this lockdown, it's trying to make the best of the situation, isn't it? And I think we've tried to do that as best we can.
Yeah.
All right. So you've ticked a couple of boxes by releasing two singles. Looking forward, then, you must have had enough time to write that first album now.
Well, we're definitely in the process of, like I say, we've written a song about living in Hartford and working at the brewery here. We've been doing everything from bottling and labelling and delivering beer. So, yeah. We've had a lot of inspiration for that. Yeah. We wrote a song about being in isolation and tried to get down. You know, writing's a great way of getting down everything that you're feeling and that's in your head. So it was a good chance to get down how we were feeling about the situation.
Definitely. And just processing. I know everyone is just going through so much at the moment. So we hope that the things that we kind of chase around in our brains and write down on paper and make into music, people can resonate with that and take something of themselves from it.
Absolutely.
All right, brilliant. Well, you're going to have the ideal venue ready to go. So your first gig is kind of already booked, isn't it, when the Town and Gown opens? I mean, surely if you as assistant managers can't book yourselves a slot, no one can. So that'll be the first gig, will it?
Yeah, we're really hoping that, you know, when we get this EP out, we've got 4 tracks in total. And we're hoping that we're able to, put on a bit of a show at the venue.
We can't wait to do a big launch night and get all the amazing musicians that played on Niagara Falling. They've now become our friends, which is great because we can ask them to do lots of fun things with us. and hopefully there'll be a time when people can go to gigs again and feel safe and feel like they can just enjoy the music and the kind of unity that listening to live music brings.
Absolutely. And I think the Town and Gown is going to be the perfect venue for that. I think, you know, once, as Lisa says, once it's safe to do so, you know, it's going to be a great venue to come and see some fantastic theatre, or watch some cabaret, have some great beer, have some good food, and hopefully, you know, our EP launch will be part of that programme.
That'll be amazing. I can't wait for it all to open. I want to see the size of that dog. Billy has gone. He was a puppy when I first met him. I'm going to say he must be huge by now.
Oh, he is. He's growing day by day.
We love Bill. Bill is possibly my favourite thing about the Town and Gown.
If you're a dog lover, I think coming to the pub just to see Bill the pub dog will be worth the visit.
I couldn't agree more. Listen, we can't wait for that to get underway and open. We wish you all the best as well with your career. I think it's a lovely track. It's a good style. Good sign, a great start. Can't wait for that opening night gig. Lisa, Alex, thanks ever so much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much.